Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
As the Bears gear up to face the Rams on Sunday, top Illinois lawmakers are keeping in touch with the team about a new stadium.
Done right, you know, you can get world-class events that brings new money to the state. And I'm talking about Final Fours, which might be in the upper tens of millions, even $100 million of net economic impact. I'm talking about a Super Bowl, which could be $300 million plus of economic impact.
For Governor Pritzker, taxpayer money to build the stadium is a no-go.
As I've said, and the Bears have heard this, that we're not going to build a stadium for the Chicago Bears.
The governor says that he now has a better idea of just what the Bears are looking for at that Arlington Heights site, so a deal is not out of the question.
We help private businesses all the time in the state, and I want to help if it's with infrastructure, as we do with other private businesses.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
We're joined by Heather Larson of Meet Chicago Northwest. She has an op-ed in the Chicago Tribune called How a Chicago Bears Move to Arlington Heights Will Strengthen the Entire Chicagoland Economy. Also joining us, Ernie Rose of Touchdown Arlington. You are obviously part of an organization that's looking to boost business in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. This you seem to think is going to, would be a boom for that. But my question is, though, this is very... let's put it this way. It's very pro Bears. You're kind of speaking to what the Bears are looking for, right? Mm-hmm. This talks directly with the lawmakers in Springfield and says essentially, look, this is going to be beneficial for us. So if they need to move on something in the state, we'd really like you to end that barrier, take that barrier away so we can move forward. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. I mean, this has been going on since, I want to say, June of 2021. When they first expressed some interest in that 326-acre piece of land, which is the old race course that we miss dearly, beautiful location. But the idea being is it now is the time. Let's go. And as the legislators head down to Springfield, we do have some legislation that's been written, and it will probably get new numbers refiled in the coming weeks. And the legislation that we want to talk about is not just specific to the Bears. It's a good business attraction legislation for all of Illinois. And I think that's not being discussed enough. And certainly, it will help our hospitality community in the northwest suburbs, but all of Illinois as well. And that's the point I want to definitely clarify.
I think the one thing that I've heard from lawmakers about this, just to follow up, is that they like the idea of using some kind of legislation to freeze tax rates or whatever for new businesses coming into the state. If Eli Lilly wanted to come, if Boeing wanted to come back, because you're creating jobs, you're bringing new business. And I think a lot of people like that. But this would essentially be a sideways move with the Bears already being in Illinois. And are you adding more jobs realistically to the state of Illinois by creating this space?
This new space is going to be something special. They just don't have the capacity at the current beloved Soldier Field. They need a dome stadium in order to get a Super Bowl and to have a year-round facility that's going to bring in more concerts, more Final Four, Big Ten championship games. I mean, this is going to drive additional business that we just can't get at the existing facility. So it is new business in that way. And this bill is for, these are big, big projects. So $500 million or larger. And this particular project is about $5 billion with a $2 billion investment directly from the Chicago Bears.
Now, this is a private company, though. It's valued at $9 billion. And that's the argument that the House Speaker has made, that the governor has made, is, look, they're a private company. They're worth $9 billion. Like, what do we need to do to, you know, like, there's there's not really much for us to do. Like, they're their own company. They can do what they want.
Well, the enabling legislation certainly would benefit them with the tax certainty piece, right? And the payment in lieu of taxes. And I can let Ernie talk a little bit more about some conversations he's had with the school districts and the park districts and whatnot. It's not the Chicago Bears trying to get out of paying property taxes. It's about being able to forecast a schedule of payments. So they have the property tax payments kind of frozen, but then also additional payments made to the school districts, the park districts on a graduated level. I mean, there's not going to be any kids living on that piece of land for a number of years. This gives them that certainty, as it would any large scale business coming into Illinois, anywhere in Illinois. And that's the piece that we want to make clear, that it gives them this opportunity to have some certainty. And then the other part of it is, yeah, they are looking for some curbs and sewers and roads and the infrastructure that goes around it, just like any real estate development would ask for.
Ernie Rose with Touchdown Arlington. This has been going on, as Heather brought up, for, you know, 4+ years now at this point. What's kind of the vibe in Arlington? You're in downtown Arlington Heights right now. I mean, are people just kind of getting worn down by all this? Are they still super excited about it? Are they hanging on every little bit of information?
4 years is a long time to keep people's attention, I'll tell you that. And we go through cycles here. We've had several competitors to the beautiful site we've got on the outside of town here, and they come and go, and we face them. And one thing's been true all along, that Arlington Heights is the best place for the Bears to develop. And we've kind of gone in these circles, and I think that there's a fatigue. Certainly people are tired of going back and forth. The new options, we've kind of gone down this road again. What's unique here is that we've got a competitor that exists outside the Illinois legislature and presents a real possible move for the Bears. And so I think this started as a, yeah, here we go again. Okay, we're going here. And now you've got Governor Braun getting involved. You've got Roger Goodell visiting two different spots in Indiana. And you've got the Bears sending out community surveys. So I think that we've gone from a point of, yeah, fatigue, to we really need to get something going here if we're going to make this work.
Do you take that Northwest Indiana proposal or suggestion seriously by the Bears?
I think it's worth considering what we're hearing out of the legislator and from Governor Pritzker. I think that the messaging right after was go for it. And now it's a little bit more, wait, Roger Goodell's in town. Governor Braun's involved in the process. We probably should work to figure something out here. And I think you heard from the governor yesterday that he's open to being involved and continuing the conversations, and the conversations are ongoing. I don't think you get that level of interest and involvement unless this was a real feasible alternative to the Arlington Heights site. I never believed any of the other Illinois locations were plausible. It always seemed like you've got a big piece of land here. You've gotten through the schools. You've got a pretty good relationship with our village. None of that made sense. But when you consider the ability of Chicago to put up a blockade in Springfield around any legislation, we got to get them in the game and realize that there's an alternative that's out there that robs this development from the entire state. This is not Chicago versus Arlington Heights. This is Illinois versus Indiana, and we need to get this done.
You don't speak for all of everyone in Arlington Heights, obviously, but on the other hand, too, I mean, it's almost like, you know, when Northwest Indiana all of a sudden came into the picture here, it's like, wait a minute, we were dating. Why now you want to go see this person? I mean, was there that feeling of kind of a breakup? I was under the impression that the Bears had a good working relationship with Arlington Heights. And maybe this has nothing to do with Arlington Heights. Maybe this has everything to do with Springfield.
That's it. You got a memorandum of understanding between the Bears, the Village of Arlington Heights, and the school districts for how this is to proceed. They've got a framework. The memorandum of understanding specifically says, we're going to work towards pilot. We're going to work together. All of our advocates are going to work together to make this plan happen. There is no issue with Arlington Heights. People keep asking about traffic studies and roads and all these things. We would love to get to the point where we're having those conversations in front of our village board. We've never had the opportunity because we can't get through Springfield. And I understand that there were a lot of priorities that perhaps the veto session was not practical with the CTA crisis and some of the other immediate issues. But for the head of the legislature to come out and say this isn't a priority for 2026, I think underestimates the threat of the Bears looking at other alternatives. And my hope is that, you know, there's certainly some scorned lover here. We're not those people in town that are not happy about it, that we're talking about other places. And there's some feelings about it related to the Bears, certainly for some residents. But as this thing evolves, I think you're seeing more and more people say, well, wait a minute, why can't we figure this out? Why is this not a conversation of how do we get this done? It doesn't seem like our legislatures are engaging in that conversation, and we want to see more of that.
Heather, I want to go to the op-ed because you make some good points in there I would like you to share. But why now? Is there a particular reason that it came out today on January 14th? I know that, you know, Roger Goodell had apparently made some visits, you know, Springfield's getting back into session. The Bears are really good right now. Everyone's talking about the Bears. Was there a particular reason why today's the day when this op-ed came out? Maybe it's as simple as this is when Chicago Tribune said, yeah, let's do it.
Just a little bit of that. But listen, we, you know, when they first brought up Indiana, I want to say, what was it, December 19th, 20th, right? You know, mid-December, I think it was right before the other Packers game. You know, we took it as a real threat, and we knew, you know, Governor Braun, as Ernie stated, is he's excited for this opportunity, and there's a couple pieces of land that they're looking at, and we know he's going to be full force ahead, and so I needed to build a coalition of myself. We're still the marketing organization, we're the tourism bureau. So obviously our hotels have been excited about this for years and years, as well as all of our restaurants in Arlington Heights and the surrounding communities of Schaumburg and Rolling Meadows and so on. So there's a little bit of impatience, but there's also, I mean, listen, as you know, we've got a beautiful convention center in Schaumburg. We lose business to Indiana enough. Let's be done with this. They are very aggressive with their business approach. And so we are not taking this lightly, but I did build a coalition of other business owners and leaders, including our board of directors, as well as the Schaumburg Business Association leadership and the Greater O'Hare Association leadership, Touchdown Arlington, who Ernie represents. So we wanted to come from the perspective of a business economic impact for the businesses in the region. You know, obviously Arlington Heights and the village needs to look out for its residents and make sure that they're all taken care of. We're coming at it from a business perspective and hoping to bring to the table sooner rather than later.
What is the benefit? I always wonder this, and this is something that obviously there's no key formula to answer, but how sticky is the money for a stadium? When the Bears play at Soldier Field, I go to the Bears game, I pay to park, I go to the game, and then I leave. But obviously, the way you see it is, people are going to go to the breweries, they're going to go to the bars, they're going to go to the restaurants, they're going to be more people sticking around. I mean, is it more than just a few hour event for people? Do you see that as a cost add?
Well, a fun fact here, I actually grew up about 20 minutes south of Lambeau Field. And I will tell you, when the parking opens up 4 hours prior to game kickoff, those bars are full. Those restaurants are hopping. It is a vibe. And it is and here's the more important point is, it's a destination all year long. So there's a lot going on, people coming to visit the destination. And I saw that also in Arlington, Texas, where the Dallas Cowboys play, as you know, where you have a year-round destination that's bringing visitors from across the region. But also, I was at the New York Jets game, the preseason game at Lambeau Field in August, and there were New York Jets fans coming and flying in and staying in those hotels. And then there's also the concerts, the potential, you know, those Beyonce concerts and Taylor Swift concerts. And we hope that Soldier Field remains a venue for that type of thing, which brings a lot of revenue into the city of Chicago. And we know that folks that are coming to this new development in Arlington Park will also stay downtown Chicago. They're going to stay at the hotels. They're going to take the Metro out. They're going to, the businesses along the Northwest Highway Corridor, that Harvard line of Metra, all of those businesses are going to benefit from this development, and folks are going to want to see the Bean and Navy Pier. And so we talk about this being a regional benefit, not just for the immediate area.
It's obviously added benefits from what it is now, which is just basically a hole. It's not even a hole in the ground. It's just been leveled. I go by it every single day. But that being said, and maybe Ernie, you can respond to this as well. What if that was converted into housing? What if that was converted into something else? I mean, is a stadium really going to be more cost beneficial to the state and to Arlington Heights? I can tell you right now, having living in that area, the one thing that I think works in Arlington Heights' favor is Arlington Heights doesn't need the Bears. Arlington Heights is working great on its own, whereas some of these other communities desperately need something to drive business. So I guess my question is, you know, this is going to be something that completely alters the city of Arlington Heights. Is it in the long run going to be beneficial?
I want to quote the words of former Mayor Tom Hayes here in Arlington Heights. We're looking for the best and highest use for this lot. The Bears own that lot. We have no control over what they do with it. And we don't have much control over who they sell it to and what they do with it. There's some zoning restrictions on the lot. But I talk to residents, and that's always whenever I hear someone who says, I don't want that thing in our town. I say, what do you want? And we talk about data centers. I don't want data centers there. That's not good. Well, we don't want a bunch of housing. That's going to saturate the market. That's going to impact housing prices. Mixed use is great. And, you know, we talk about mixed use, and what mixed use needs is an anchor. And a stadium is an anchor. You know, there's an opportunity here. This lot is bigger than the area where the Rams built their stadium in California. We're not just talking about a stadium. We're talking about some residential that fits with the neighborhood and the culture. We're talking about restaurants, shopping. We'd love to see a Bears Hall of Fame there, right next to Soldier Field. There's opportunities to draw people in. When you talk about, you know, kind of going to the Bears game and leaving, I agree. I do that too. That's because if you go down to Soldier Field, where are you going? You're going to walk a mile and a half to a Quiznos? There's just not much right around the stadium. This is an opportunity to create a destination. It's not about duplicating what currently exists. It's about having the creativity to look at what it could be. And when you talk about possibilities, I see nothing better than drawing Taylor Swift in, drawing the Bears in, having a Final Four. And if it wasn't an economic engine, I'd ask, why does Indiana want it so bad, and why is Chicago fighting so hard to keep it? We're not saying give the Bears the farm. This is a complex economic deal. And our board has said, look, we're not even to the board. We're not even to the specifics of what our contributions are going to be. We're just looking for the opportunity to create a framework where the schools, the residents via the village board, and the Bears can come together to make a deal that is fiscally sensible for Arlington Heights and the surrounding community.
We, all those white buildings that we see in the drawings, the renderings, do we have any idea what's going to go in there? I mean, you laid out what some, you know, potentially could be, but we have no idea what's in those white silhouettes.
We don't. I know. I mean, from my conversations, I've been talking about this for 3 or 4 years. I know there's a commitment to a developed commercial district that brings in business beyond a stadium. A stadium carries us for 9 games a year at max, maybe 12 if we're having a good season. And it might give us some concerts, as will give us some concerts as well. But for this to make sense for Arlington Heights, we need attractions. And I think something like a Hall of Fame has been bandied about, something that's going to draw people in, or maybe keep people here for 3 or 4 days and not just come in. I'm from Iowa. When people from Iowa go to a football game, and there are a lot of Bears fans in Iowa, they're not coming for a day. They're coming for a long weekend. And as Heather's outlined, the Northwest Corridor is wonderful, and it's ready for more. There, Schaumburg is already built up and has some of the resources we need, as do some of the surrounding communities. And we've got a centerpiece. one that could change the whole dynamic of this area. And that's, you know, that nobody knows for sure what exactly is going to be there. But I do trust our village manager and our mayor when they say that it's going to be sensible for what we have here in Arlington Heights now.
You're not afraid of the traffic congestion. I mean, obviously, there have been a lot of studies. Are they going to drop another exit off of 53 just for the stadium, do you think?
There, you know, the traffic's going to stink for about 30 nights a year. I'm not going to lie. Everybody knows that. Anybody who's left Soldier Field knows it's that. But, you know, there will be some impact. And when somebody who lives right around the stadium tells me, I don't want the Bears there, you can't argue if that's somebody's primary concern. But anytime you do something like this, it's a cost-benefit analysis. Now, you tell that same homeowner about the same opportunity to save a significant amount on the taxes. Some of them adjust their work from home schedule for Monday nights and Sunday, you know, and do their grocery shopping at a different time on Sunday. A lot of these events are on Saturdays and Sundays when traffic is frustrating, but not decisive for, you know, what you do in town. I live in Arlington Heights. A lot of people don't know. This isn't like throwing this smack dab in the middle of Arlington. This isn't a corner of Arlington Heights. As you mentioned, right by 53, we need some work. And that's part of where we need Springfield. 53's got to look significantly different to make this functional. I've talked to the village manager about these concerns, and he says, you know, there's going to be plans on game day. We're going to shut down roads certain directions on game days during game times to minimize the impact on residents. And the exact plans, of course, nobody's gotten to that. But they're thinking about this. They visited Los Angeles. I believe they visited Las Vegas and maybe Dallas. Our police are going around to different places in the country. And our managers visiting different places in the country to get a sense of how to manage this. And we've got a lot of good blueprints at this point. You know, money into stadiums 20 years ago, everybody, the studies have all said this is a bad idea. That's why there's no money for the stadium here. The Bears are building the stadium. They're taking care of that. They're just asking for contributions for the other components to make this work in the same way that those data centers will. Anybody that goes in that lot is going to be looking for contributions to put something in that lot that makes sense.
You guys both, as we mentioned at the top, sympathetic to what the Bears are trying to do in the area. Have you spoken, Heather and Ernie, have you guys spoken with the Bears at all?
Yeah. I've sat down and met with Kevin Warren, along with my group from Touchdown Arlington. I've met regularly with other folks there, both regarding the downtown where my business is located and the larger needs of Arlington Heights. And they say, what are the problems we need to solve? That was Kevin Warren's first comment to me is, what is your community looking for? He did this in Minnesota and he gave an example. One of the things they needed in Minnesota is it's cold and they need places in spring to play baseball. And they open it up. They open up the stadium for baseball games. He's like, we need to find the micro uses in your town that this complex makes sense for. So we've talked to the Bears. They've been very involved. We had a long saga with the school boards a long time ago that we thought was the final big hurdle, and we hoped was the final big hurdle. But they've been involved throughout this process. They were the big sponsor at our Santa Run in downtown Arlington Heights a few years ago. Nice plug for Rotary there. But they're involved with our community. They talk to our mayor every week. They're in communication with Arlington Heights.
Heather, have you had any communication with the Bears at all?
Some. Certainly the Village of Arlington Heights sits on our board of directors, so my communication is directly with them. We also work closely with the Downtown Arlington Heights Business Alliance. You know, Downtown Arlington Heights has a beautiful, beautiful space, high concentration of independently owned and operated restaurants and retail boutiques, as well as Metropolis Performing Arts Center. So they voiced some concerns about, you know, this competitor, this entertainment district to the west, and they're valid concerns, and those things have been heard. Those voices have been heard, and we'll continue to advocate for those businesses as a tourism bureau, and as Ernie said, find a win-win solution for all entities involved and for the existing businesses in Arlington Heights.
One of the criticisms that I've been hearing from Springfield is that they didn't feel like they were getting good communication from Kevin Warren and his team. But Ernie, you've been talking with him. I mean, I don't know how it works in Springfield. Do you feel like the Bears are being good partners, trying to be good partners? And have either of you gone down to Springfield and kind of made your case to any of the legislators down there?
You know, that's a great question. I think in terms of outcomes, I think we're talking in terms of outcomes. When people say the communication's bad, that generally means they haven't agreed with what we said. The Bears have many, many representatives in Springfield. They're down there. You know, when I've talked to our representatives and, you know, I've brought up, you know, the Bears saying maybe at certain points they didn't have communications. They, even the ones who weren't gung-ho about this project said, we're in communication with the Bears every week. So I don't think it's a lack of communication. I think it's maybe a lack of creativity to find the right solution here in time spent on this issue. And so that's what we're looking for is time. I've met with each of my local representatives and my group has met with each of our local representatives to talk about these issues. I'm not in Springfield. That's a long drive for a lawyer with a full-time job and no lobbying experience, but we're certainly in their ear and talking to the folks that we can. And I know, I'll let Heather speak. I know she's talked to representatives as well.
Yeah. Thank you. We have a great relationship with our representatives. I mean, we are a state funded organization and I am not a lobbyist. I'm a hotelier. So we're the cheerleaders. We're the boosters for the area. And anything, you know, I'd be derelict in my duty as tourism director to not want an NFL team in my backyard. So, of course, we've been vocal proponents for this project from the very get go. We are encouraging folks to come to the table, and there's a little bit of he said, and that kind of thing going on. And I think there's conversations being had, that I'm not always privy to, and that's okay. Cause I'm doing my other day job just like Ernie is, but, we're encouraged that things are going to move forward pretty quickly in the near future. We hope.
All right. Anything I'm missing? Got a ton of stuff to work with here. Anything I'm missing? Anything else you guys want to add?
I think it's worth noting that there are, in my understanding, more season ticket holders in the Northwest suburbs than anywhere else. So it's going to be a convenient accessibility is key, whether people are flying in or driving in. You've got great accessibility to this area. That's what makes this a great destination for conferences and other events as well. And we stand ready. Our 9,500 sleeping rooms and 60 plus hotels in the immediate area that are already built, and we know more will come, are eager to welcome the Bears and their visitors to the region.
Ernie?
I'll add that this is
parting words.
Yeah, this is a once in a generation opportunity. We're going to get one chance to put something in that space during our lifetimes. And we got to think about what, as Mayor Hayes said, is the best use for our community. Putting a data center in there will disappoint our residents. Lots of housing will disappoint our residents. What we want is something that will transform the Northwest suburbs in a meaningful way. We're working collectively. We've got organizations like Heather's that represent multiple communities here. I know the mayors and village staff are meeting regularly with our friends in Palatine and Rolling Meadows and the surround and all the other surrounding communities. And we're all ready to get in the game. It's time for Springfield to find a way to toss the baton to the local governments and let us work out an agreement that makes sense for everybody. That, again, that doesn't mean give the Bears the farm, but that means being active partners to come up with a solution. We've all got to get our heads in the game to get this done.
Ernie Rose of Touchdown Arlington. We've got Heather Larson, Meet Chicago Northwest, who's got that op-ed in the Chicago Tribune. You can pick it up or look at it online. Thank you both for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.